Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Well, all the drama of the Euros now. Here's Des.
Yeah, so much drama again last night. We now know the lineup for the last 16 after the games last night. But Georgia made history and reached their first ever major tournament knockout stage with a 2-0 victory over Portugal. Portugal had already won the group, so maybe we shouldn't have been too surprised. But it was the biggest upset in terms of where teams are ranked ever at a Euros championship, Georgia winning that. In the other game last night, Turkey scored a stoppage time winner through Tosun to beat Czechia 2-1. And unquestionably, the most unlucky team was Ukraine in the earlier matches, because all four teams in Group B started the evening level on points and with a chance of progression. Ukraine got a good result, a nil-all draw with Belgium, but an inferior goal difference meant they needed either Slovakia or Romania to win their game, but that ended in a 1-1 draw. So all teams finished on 4 points. Romania finished top on goals scored. Belgium were second. And Slovakia also advanced as one of the best third place teams. But poor old Ukraine, with the same points as the group winners, go out. That result means England will avoid the Netherlands and instead meet Slovakia. And Hungary, who beat Scotland so dramatically on Sunday night, well, they're also out. So here's the draw for the last 16. On Saturday, Switzerland versus Italy, Germany versus Denmark. On Sunday, England plays Slovakia, Spain meet Georgia. On Monday, it's France versus Belgium and Portugal versus Slovenia. And on Tuesday, Romania versus Netherlands and Austria versus Turkey. Well, let's reflect on it all now with Ronnie Whelan, who has seen so many Euro championships since he lit up Euro 88 himself with his wonder goal for Ireland. Morning to you, Ronnie.
Good morning, Des. How are you?
You're still living off that goal.
I know, yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? All those years ago. Show it on the stadium TVs as well. So you still see it. Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't they? It was one of our great moments. Is this one of the best Euros we've had?
I don't know. Technically, I don't think so. But for excitement, the likes of Slovakia, Slovenia, like even unfortunately Ukraine, who went out, Georgia, these teams technically are getting better and they're getting closer to the big teams. So we're seeing better results. They're able to handle the big teams where they'd used to lose 3-4-0. Now they're going into a game thinking they can get something out of this game against the top teams. But also the standard for me of the top teams, the likes of France, England, Belgium, Netherlands, Italy, going like five teams there, they expect great things from. We haven't really seen anything much from them. Their job was to get out of the group.
Yeah.
And they've all got out of the groups. So you're looking at them now to push on in the later stages.
But in saying that, like, England are playing so poorly. Are you surprised?
I am surprised, because you look at all the players that they've got on the pitch, the likes of Foden, Rice, Bellingham, they were all getting player of the year at their clubs before this. But I think that it's all, for me, looking at it now, it's all down to the manager. The manager is too cautious. He doesn't want them to go over attack. He wants everyone kept there, two sitting in midfield. You can't do this. You can't pass the ball quick. I was pulling my hair out during the game the other night because you see a pass on and it's like, just give it and get it and move it quicker. They don't. So for me, it's all down to the manager. If they can change a bit on the pitch, they'll have a chance, because they have got the players.
And they have the easier side of the draw now as well, don't they?
Oh, well, you look what's on the other side of the draw. You look at the England side, could be playing Italy, Netherlands could be Austria. And the other side, you have Spain, Germany, Portugal, France. They've dodged a bullet on that one.
Yeah. And finally for now, Ronnie, so far in its early stages, who's the most impressive team for you?
I think Spain looked good. I was, before the tournament, pretty confident that Portugal would do well. They won the first two games comfortably. They lost last night to Georgia, but probably made changes. Pepe didn't play. So for me, I would go for either one of them. I still think they'll be good enough to win this competition. Spain, for me, look the favourites now.
Great. Okay. Well, Ronnie, keep enjoying it, and thanks for joining us. Ronnie will be bringing us the Germany-Denmark game on Sunday. Elsewhere in sport, the Irish rugby team has arrived in South Africa to begin their two-match test series. The Italian Open golf is underway this morning. Tom McKibben is level par after three holes. The leader, Manuel Oliveira, who's three under after six. And finally, in cricket, South Africa ended their run of semi-final heartache by thrashing Afghanistan to reach their first men's T20 World Cup final. South Africa had failed to progress from all seven of their previous World Cup semi-finals across formats, but they dismissed Afghanistan for 56 in 11 and a half overs on their way to a 9-wicket win. England meet India in the second semi-final later today.